Welcome to the College of Communications News for April 9th, 2013. We'll have the complete weather forecast in a few moments. I'm Dylan Nelson. Penn State's athletic department reveals today that revenue has declined by $7.9 million. The report shows sales were made from the football tickets was at $34 million in 2011 and decreased to $33 million in 2012. The figures are part of a filing required by the U.S. Department of Education athletic departments. The report covers the fiscal year ending in June 2012, the school's first filing following the sex scandal involving ex-assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. More than $9.6 million in contributions were football-related, nearly five times the amount from 2011. But contributions were down to athletics overall from $34 million to $25 million. Over 380 Penn State students are meeting with Pennsylvania state legislators today to advocate for affordable education. Penn State's CCSG, UPUA, and GSA join together each year to plan a Commonwealth-wide trip where each Penn State campus sends student representatives to meet with state legislators. Students give their personal college experience in their meetings with legislators and stress how important it is that the state appropriations continue. Penn State is currently the most expensive public university in the nation, and city appropriations help many students afford school. 13 students involved in a riot situation at an off-campus apartment complex at Penn State Altoona are preparing today for their preliminary hearing regarding felony charges. Police said over 800 students took part in the Toon Fest party, which included a DJ and day drinking outside in the apartment's parking lot. One of the 13 students arrested was not involved in Saturday's disturbance, but was on his porch playing guitar when police choked and tackled him. Chief of Police Ron Heller says Mr. Nelson refused to disperse from the riot.
Nelson was with a group of people that were on a patio that were taunting others and the officers. They were told numerous times by two different officers to go back into the apartment until the situation was calmed down.
The students have their preliminary hearings Thursday. The Center for Women Students are hosting an event tonight promoting Sexual Violence Awareness Week. They will be holding a spoken word gathering in Room 107's Pascarella Spiritual Center on campus at 7 p.m. There will be six speakers consisting of poetry, readings, short essays, monologues, and songs about personal experience with sexual abuse. Penn State student Abby Yoakum, a Sexual Violence Awareness Week representative, has more information about the event.
It's basically for survivors and anyone wanting to stand up against sexual violence to speak about their experiences and also speak out against violence.
The event hopes to raise awareness and healing in the community about the issue of sexual violence. The Penn State-Ohio State rivalry continues today with the third annual Fight for Life blood drive. Last year, the Nittany Lions beat Ohio State by 70 units and want to continue the streak. Students can donate all month long at locations set up by the Penn State Student Red Cross Club. The total as of today has Ohio State with 595 pints and Penn State at 204. For this drive, there is pressing need for O, A, and B negative blood types. Wendy Keller, advisor to the club, describes why there is a demand for these three types.
The O negative is always in demand, and it's the O negative population only numbers about 7 to 8%. A negative and B negative, just right now, it fluctuates. I know that right now we're still trying to recover from some of the winter storms. Our inventories of those types just happen to be low right now.
Students can donate today in the East Commons in room 124 of Finley from 1 to 7. Penn State students are continuing the fight against cancer today as they prepare for Relay for Life taking place this weekend. Over 130 teams have already registered and have risen over $86,000. Penn State's Relay total is still growing but has already surpassed the $69,000 in total raised last year. It has also grown to participants, and they have doubled the amount of survivors joining them for the weekend from last year. As Relay grows at Penn State, the public relations overall chairperson, Maddie Pryor, encourages people to still get involved and help the cause.
You can still actually join a team or even create your own, even throughout Relay weekend, or you can donate online at pscrelay.org. If you go to pscrelay.org, you click join a team, create a team, or find someone you know and just donate to their team.
Even if you don't have the money to donate, Pryor urges everyone to come out and give his or her time in support of this great cause. Penn State students are preparing today as the vice president of Time Warner Cable is set to speak tonight. The National Association for Multi-Ethnicity presents the vice president of external affairs and policy counselor, Mr. Fernando Laguardo, tonight at the Nittany Lion Inn and the Penn State Room starting at 5:30 p.m. Alyssa Preston, president of NAMICS, hopes that LaGuardia sheds light outside of the classroom with his experiences.
It gives them kind of a real-world experience. They talk to someone who's left, who's been successful in the world, who has accomplished many things, and who can come back and kind of share some light of, you know, their experiences and what they've been through and how they got to where they are and on how to get there, things that you can't really learn in a classroom or in a textbook.
The free event tonight is open to the public. After the break, find out about the passing of a medical marijuana bill.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Yo, what's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. So when you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The weather for today is mostly sunny with a high of 73. There is a 20% chance of rain. The low tonight is 59 degrees with possible scattered thunderstorms later in the evening. Some lawmakers are reacting today after the Maryland General Assembly approved a measure involving marijuana on Monday. Jonas Dawson, the executive director of the North Central Maryland chapter of Normal Expand, explained what exactly the measure was.
It's going to set up a commission, supposed to set up five different willing universities and a couple different licensed cultivators, basically, who will supply those universities with the marijuana to do research with.
The state senate approved the measure 42-4, with 10 of the senate's 12 Republicans joining 32 Democrats. While two Democrats and two Republicans voted against it, Senator David Brinkley, a Frederick County Republican, was noted stating that he feels the federal government has to recognize that some cancer patients resort to marijuana for relief and should not criminalize for doing so. The action sends the bill to Governor Martin O'Malley, who told reporters that he is likely to sign the bill. New information is being released today of the marijuana trafficking operation in Philadelphia. Prosecutors says a new state wiretapping law helped them take down the large operation. Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vedri Furman announced Monday that investigators seized about 50 pounds of marijuana, stacks of cash, and cell phones. Ryan Gavlik and several alleged associates were arrested. Investigators say 26-year-old Gavlik used at least 16 different cell phones since April 2008. The new law passed in December enabled detectives to tap all of Gavlik's phones. Louisville basketball fans are celebrating today and the championship game played in Atlanta last night. The Louisville Cardinals defeated the Michigan Wolverines 82-76. Two players changed the game more than any others. Michigan guard Spike Albrecht came off the bench and scored 17 points in the first half and gave the Wolverines a 12-point lead. Right before halftime, Louisville forward Luke Hancock helped the Cardinals pull within 1 point. Penn State journalism professor Steve Manuel discussed the importance of bench players.
They absolutely change the complexion of the game, and I hope that what that does is it shows just from other teams at every level that, you know, I know you have a starting team, but how about letting guys on the bench, how about letting them give them a shot? Because you don't know, you may have a diamond in the rough. The fact is you recruited those kids.
Despite being down by one, Louisville took charge in the second half and outscored Michigan by 8, giving them the win in the championship. A federal court in Philadelphia will hear a case today that could determine whether the NFL faces years of litigation because of concussion-related brain injuries. Almost 4,000 former NFL players have filed a suit against the NFL accusing them of concealing information about the risk of playing after a concussion. The NFL is denying any fraud or negligence, I cannot say that, and claims that player safety has always been a priority. That's the news for Tuesday, April 9th, 2013. Our producer was Melissa Michaelis. The assistant producer was Lauren Hill. Our technical director was Blair Patterson. For the entire College of Communications, I'm Dylan Nelson. Have a good day.
This has been a presentation of Students in Comm 360 at Penn State University's College of Communications.